coming back with the College of Energy Knowledge. I love that song, Evanescence. When I was in Iraq, I listened to it. It helped me knock out. When you're in a tent with about 300 soldiers, it's kind of hard to sleep. So that was a good song.
So Evanescence put you to sleep?
Evanescence, she just knocked me out, man. She knocked me out. I would have loved to have some Radiant Bear when I was in Iraq.
Oh, God, just wrap yourself with that.
It's 130 degrees is the hottest I saw it over there.
You know, I talked to a lot of military personnel, and you could probably tell me too. I mean, that's technology is pretty prevalent, you know, throughout different aspects of military. You know, engine compartments, you know, part of the fire department, I believe, too, in the military, shielding them from the heat.
We're getting way off track. Remember we were supposed to tell them about last story?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
anyways,
thank you for coming back to the new 106.7 My Talker Radio and the College of Energy Knowledge. I'm your host, Chris DeHart. This is our last segment. If you're just tuning in, just want to update you. We were talking about a customer's house. We had went in and installed our reflective foil Radiant Bear in the attic, which is designed to keep the heat out in the summer, the heat in the winter. Saves you 25% on your heating and cooling bills. And yeah, I just love it. It's the fastest return on investment people can get for their home. It's
Except for solar, great
product. I will debate you any day on that one, son. But
bring on.
Really quick, we went back after a year to take a look at their year before they had their energy bill and the year after they had their energy bill,
mm-hmm.
or after our work, and they'd only save 18% on their bill. So we had mentioned to them a couple times that the HVAC didn't sound like it was running efficiently. I'm looking forward to having some guests on to talk more and answer questions about HVAC. It's something I don't know a lot about. I'm just good at making it last longer and keeping it cooler in the house in the summer and warmer in the winter. But long story short, to make these people happy, we came in and we blew an additional six inches of insulation throughout their attic. The very ironic thing is when we left that house that night, their HVAC went out. We had told them that there was problems with it. So long story short, now that they have their HVAC system fixed and it's running efficiently with the work that we've done, I mean, they're saving 35% on their energy bill.
Oh, 35%? 35%. That's impressive.
It's a big number. And I don't know if you know, Matt. I've always heard, like, every year you have your HVAC system, the air starts getting a little bit warmer. It's not quite as cold when it's first ran, but
You know, I had heard that, you know, maybe some sort of level with the Freon, you know, whatever mm-hmm. gas in there. I'm not an HVAC guy, but I know over the years, you know, you're going to see that kind of, like, you know, reduce away a little bit.
Yep.
That's why you got to call guys that put more Freon on there, service the system and all that stuff. So.
Yep, absolutely. Just to give the listeners a quick breakdown on what a home energy audit looks like, we go into the house and we literally inspect everything from your crawl space to your attic. If you don't have a crawl space, great. It's not good to have one down here with all the humidity we have.
No, I don't want to climb through it either. So
it's dirty. We had one the other day. There were 10 snake skins in the crawl space. 10.
That's it? Only 10?
Well, 5 in one corner, and the other 3 were broken out. Well, one of my guys is, like, deathly afraid of snakes, so I probably shouldn't have paid him for a full day that day because he was so nervous, and one of my guys got up behind him and, like, touched his leg. He screamed like a girl.
I had one guy, he wouldn't go in the crawl space. He saw a spider.
We do crawl spaces. I like to partner with crawl space companies. If there's a serious mold problem, I don't want to touch it. But being in the energy saving business, we run into mold and we run into those things all the time. And we start doing more and more of that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, if you don't have a vapor barrier down, that's a nice, good way to start, is to put a good vapor barrier down in your crawl space to stop the moisture from coming up. Well, we went in underneath one. And while I was underneath there, I took pictures. It looked like arachnophobia. There were so many spiders under there. And I'm a grown man. I've been to Iraq. I wrestled in high school and college. I like to say I'm a man's man, although I do like chick flicks. But I like to say I'm a man's man. Those spiders, the home, it was unbelievable. So I took a bunch of pictures of the crawl space and how the insulation looks like it's falling down, which we always see because the moisture gets in the insulation and pulls it down.
Breaks it down.
And so I took all these pictures and gave him a proposal of doing some work in the crawl space and in the attic. And he said he'd get back to me. The very next day he called me and said, how quick can you guys come out? He went to take the trash out. He said he looked down and there was a spider on his calf about the size of a 50-cent piece.
No way.
And needless to say, it was pretty easy to earn his business after that, because that's one of the things we do. We go underneath your house and seal all the attic or all the floor penetrations. They drill a hole the size of a quarter and put one little wire through, or your refrigeration line. Well, all those exposed areas, yep, we want to seal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all those aspects, two things. One, it's going to be letting in heat and moisture into the, yep, property. And two, if you happen to have insulation in those areas, it's destroying whatever R value the insulation is supposed to have, because it's going to stop the heat, not any airflow.
Well, people don't realize. So, I would say, and I'll do some research on this for the next show, so I'm not just spitting this stuff out. They say 97% of statistics are made up on the spot, so this is probably going to be in the 97%. I'm making this up. I don't know the exact number, but I would say 80% of the houses in Wilmington with insulation in the crawl space, at some time or another, that insulation has gotten wet, especially if they have ductwork down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's gotten wet, even if it dries out, that insulation R value is cut in half.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, whenever moisture is going to be hitting that, I mean, it's just going to be not good for the material, just kind of breaking it down. So, I mean, and that's one of the great things about doing crawl space work, especially the vapor barrier you were talking about.
Yep.
It's an easy thing to do. Especially if you have a clear kind of crawl space, but they're relatively inexpensive. They're very effective. If you have a crawl space, you know, it's kind of too bad. But I mean, if you have to have one, you know, at least fix it up so it's working better for you.
I literally just quoted a job. They wanted spray foam, and that's, I'm gonna have a whole segment. That's all we talk about, spray foam.
That's awesome.
I know I'm gonna get a lot of questions about spray foam.
I love spray foam.
I don't. Check out allaboutsprayfoam.com. That's a really, really good website for you. Mm-hmm. I know, because it's mine. Talking about the EPA and concerns with spray foam. But anyways, with this crawl space, he wanted two bits to throw some crawl space around the footers and the concrete block, or putting the spray foam right underneath the floor decking.
Yep.
And what we were able to do for him is we're putting traditional insulation in his crawl space. We are going to go to his attic and seal all his attic air leaks, bring his insulation up to code in his attic, put my reflective foil radiant barrier in his attic, and change out his 20 most commonly used lights. Guess where my price is? I'm under the spray foam.
You want me to guess?
I was going to have you guess, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw the listeners out there. We literally came in $600 less than the spray foam company. And what I love about that is you lose 10% of your energy through your floor, as you know. You lose 42% through your attic.
Easy. I mean,
so I love going to places where they have no insulation in the crawl space, and that's what they call us out there for, and guess what we end up doing, just like you guys do. We insulate in the attic and putting the radiant beer in the attic.
And you can always tell them from Buffalo, any house that's poorly insulated, you're going to have a nice decoration of icicles in the winter.
So this is our first show. I hope you enjoyed listening. We got a lot of good guests planned for you and a lot of good energy-saving tips for you. This is the College of Energy Knowledge on the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. I'm your host, Chris Dehart, and I am out.
Back in my hometown, they gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job.